This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About Roe v. Wade, it leaked out. It's going to be upended, and it's going to have an impact on the elections, the midterm elections anyway, that are coming up sooner rather than later. Hey, hey, everybody. How is it where you are in this great country and even beyond our borders? There are people who are certainly struggling with supply chain woes that are affecting the economy in their world. I've talked to a lot of small business owners about that, but even people going to the grocery store, the price of food, and part of that is because of supply chain woes. So that's not easing really across the board anytime soon. So as we kick things around here on this show, which is about what is happening in our world that affects all of us, certainly the biggest in the United States anyway, is the 26 states where it's going to become illegal to have an abortion and how this will reshape politics. Politico first reported, leaked it out, is verified that this pretty much is going to be the ruling. Maybe it will be tweaked a little bit, but it is going to be the ruling. And this is something that's been talked about for a long time, that the Supreme Court was going to take this up because of a couple of specific cases and legal challenges. And then it will be, I believe, tossed back into the state's laps, which is why I said that abortion will become illegal in 26 states. If they're not talking about it where you are, certainly they will eventually be talking about it. So once again, the red carpet is yours to stroll down with for this hour with me, Kate Delaney, and the rest of the crew. The leaked Supreme Court draft opinion has been bouncing around all over the place. And by the way, not just in the United States, because plenty of other countries have opinions about it. Their people do. But I think some clinics will certainly close, and there are people that are scrambling on all sides of this. This has been 50 years, and the ruling was expected this summer, and it was leaning toward, you know, this is probably going to be reversed, this 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortion nationwide. This is a draft opinion that was leaked, but that's pretty stunning, one, that it leaked, and the reality that now this is what's going to happen. So bear down the shock of it, or the complete and utter shock of, I can't believe this happened, because I've wanted this to happen for a long time. Remember, this has been a polarizing subject, where you look at a woman's right to choose, women's health, religion mixed into it, people who almost had abortions didn't, and then say they're so glad they didn't and jumped their thoughts in a different direction, others who swear that it would have destroyed their lives for health reasons or for other reasons. Now, this was a 98 opinion. The leaked draft, which was published late Monday by Politico, by the way, to specifically credit them, is a 98-page opinion. And this is in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. They challenged the constitutionality of the Mississippi bill that banned abortion after 15 weeks. If the decision stands as written, which we understand that it is going to be similar, it would also overturn Planned Parenthood versus Casey. That was a 92 decision that protected abortion services, even though it allowed states to add some limitations. Justice Sam Alito said Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. And that's what the draft opinion says. That was his opinion. That's what the draft opinion says. And then you look at the court, so Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, they agree with the opinion. This was written in February, so the tweaks that I mentioned could be language before the final ruling. And as it is written, it would give the states the power to decide the legality of abortion, so it's states' rights again. You look at the South, you look at the Midwest, and they're probably, those states, a lot of the states are probably likely to quickly ban abortion. Abortion clinics in those states were open Tuesday morning, and they're still seeing patients, but they're uncertain about what will happen in the future. So you have protesters screaming at people, walking inside of, you know, clinics. You have clinic escorts shielding patients and getting them in. You have other people who are screaming about the opinion still outside of the Supreme Court. So this is going to play a part in our politics, and it already has. I mean, look, it has played a part in it, but now it's a bigger part. What will this do to who you vote for, depending on what particular office you're voting for that may be up in or upended in your neighborhoods? You know, who is running for Senate or Congress or running for re-election? Is it a governor? Is it, you know, what is it that you may be voting on in the midterms, right? We certainly are just at the very beginning of this conversation, not the beginning of this conversation forever, because it's been around forever, for 50 years. The arguments, pro and con, groups tearing each other apart, all of that, different states leaning in different directions. Now, if you look at states like New York, California, and Illinois, they're looking to pass laws to protect abortion access for people coming from out of state, because that's the other part of this, but also, of course, for the people in state. And you can only imagine that the email blew up in my mailroom, lots of you having opinions. I'll just give you two quick ones. This one was from Chip. Bravo, finally something comes out of the Supreme Court ruling that I can stomach. Let the states decide. I think abortion is a sin, but I am a staunch Catholic. I'm sure many do not agree with me. And then this one was from Amy, who said, I am sick to my stomach, just taking more rights away from women. Even if I would not personally have an abortion, I think every woman has the right to choose. And I know plenty of conservative women who feel the very same way that I do. Like I said, we have just scratched the surface in this argument, but the shell shock of all of this is because of the leak. Because, you know, wait, in anticipation, guess what happened? Politico gets it. Boom. So speaking of elections and results, this was very big in Ohio. J.D. Vance wins a very competitive Republican Senate primary on Tuesday. Part of that was the blessing he got from the former president, Donald Trump. Initially, he attacked Trump in 2016, but then did a mea culpa when he was campaigning. And Trump liked the fact that he had changed his mind, and he weighed in on the side of Vance. Vance beat the competitors out, so he wins it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
His book is First Tome of Words. The cover of his book is so interesting. I was so drawn to all the different words. Like you see, conviction, whispers, subdued, sweetness, stomach, mercy, satisfied, praying, golden, surprises. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
I really did love that cover. And was that the idea? I mean, it's perfect. It matches with the First Tome of Words.
Yes, that was the idea. I wanted to put that out up front.
And what was it that drew you to doing it this way? And what made you decide, I'm going to put a book together of this?
Well, I've been writing for a long time, and I've been studying words, reading words. I was a technical writer and a business writer first, and I wanted to do something creative and not follow a set standard and be innovative and do it differently. There's a lot of poets out there, and I wanted to be a different one. So I started playing around with words, and I said, oh, let me try this and see if this works. And I passed it around a lot of different people, and they said, oh, this is great. I've never seen anything like this before. So, and the end result is First Poem of Words.
So how do you decide what words will pop out or what words mean or, you know, what is it that drew you to certain words? How'd you disseminate that?
At first, I like the way they sound. I like the meter. I just like the way, you know, you pronounce them. And I listened to different people pronounce them. And I said, this is interesting. So it will still be different. If somebody picked up the book and read it, they would pronounce words differently than I would. And yeah. I said, that's what I want.
Do you have? have a favorite word?
My favorite word is confounded.
Confounded. I like it because it's complex,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
When people pick up the book, what do you hope they think? What do you hope comes to mind when, as they're looking at it?
Well, I like for them to think that that it is different. It's innovation. It's who this guy is, and he likes words. He likes definitions. He likes the study of words. And I think I'll add this to my collection.
And it's so interesting because poetry is something that is worldwide, universal, if you will, and it's definitely personal to each person, and I think that's what's so unique about your concept in trying to reach across all kinds of barriers, all kinds of people, all the way across the board. And I think it's interesting because you are someone, obviously, where words have meant a difference in your life. Is that right to say that?
Yes, it is.
And when you look at this debut of collection of poetry, it probably also takes us on a journey of you and maybe where you've been. Is that also how you pulled it together, some of the places that you've been?
Yes, yes. And I've collected words everywhere I've gone and been. And there, a lot of them are in this book.
And what's the concept that you talk about in the book, Try Words? Explain Try Words.
Well, I didn't want to have a typical chapter break, like chapter one, chapter two, or A, B, or part A, or part B. I wanted to have something different, and I wanted each break to be, unique. And so I came up with the try words. These are more, words that I've collected over the years, and I just use those to give a pause for the words that tell stories.
Yeah. What was the reaction to the people around you when you put this together and they realized you had something out there in the world? What did your friends think? What did your family think?
They thought I was honest. I was being real. I go through a multitude of emotions, but some of the words I've never seen that word before. I've never heard that word before, and that's why I developed a bookmark with that has definitions on words that I thought that maybe they don't understand this. So I'll stick a bookmark in the book. That's when I give them a book or sell a book, and the bookmark is in there, and then they can look at the bookmark and see, oh, that's what that means.
Yeah. Will you write another book?
Will I? I'd love to. I would.
Yeah, this one is, it's so funny. We're not confounded. This book is so fascinating because of the uniqueness of it. There's no question about it. And I love words, too, and I think people listening, this is our language. And when you go someplace, you see different words do pop out at you. So in your journeys, I can imagine what that was like when words would just filter into your mind.
Yes, it was. And words change. I mean, I don't know exactly what the length of time is, but at least every 5 to 10 years, words are going to change. Because we're speaking words now here in 2020 that we wouldn't even thought of in 1990.
Yeah, that's true. And that's why there's always words and definitions that come out every year that get put into dictionaries, etc. So first poem of words you can pick up on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Jeff Harris, thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
So the word that he used that he liked, confounded, usually means, use it as an adjective, expressing annoyance, anger. Annoyance is the word that I think some people feel when they look at the Fed's rate hikes, the what we're seeing with the interest rates, especially when it comes to the housing market. There are people that are trying to make decisions on buying a house, selling a house. What do they do? It was so red hot. That's another thing people are talking about. How much is your house worth? And I saw this story in the Washington Post about a very hot market, St. Petersburg, Florida, just like Tampa and that whole area there. And what was interesting is there was a couple, the Jenkins family, and he talked about buying a three-bedroom, two-bedroom home 44 years ago. What do you think it cost 44 years ago? $54,000, and said, was quoted as saying, I never thought about really moving. But lately, they've been getting lots of offers with the Zillow update soaring. Their house, he says, is about $835,000. And I like what he said, what he was quoted as saying. We're sitting on a pile of cash. But do we cash in? And then if we do, where do we go? So this is the struggle that some are having because of what their house is worth, what they're seeing. But a mortgage rate jumping to, is because it's going to jump again, 5.5% from 3.5%, that's hundreds and hundreds of dollars that get it rolled into a house payment. So that would narrow some of the choices, I would think, for some people. But still, I believe some of the markets won't completely cool off. You get to 6 or 8, that's a whole different story. Because the Feds are raising it again. They're raising it again. So this is a sign that maybe it will cool off in some places. On Wednesday, they're going to announce the sharpest rate hike in, or expected to, in more than 2 decades, a half percentage point. So the idea is, let's race to slash the highest inflation in 40 years and calm down the housing market that's been supercharged in the pandemic times. That, I think, makes a difference as you get to the 6. You get to a 6 or a 7 or an 8, you get in that territory, but they're not quite there yet. Most wouldn't be quite there yet. It depends where as to what's dropping. Hey, Wells Fargo laid off home lending employees because they saw a drop-off in mortgage business. And sales of existing homes fell 2.7% in March, the second straight month of declines, that from the National Association of Realtors. So if you're thinking of selling your house and you are sitting on a pile of cash, just make sure you have a place to go and make sure that you can get a house wherever it is you're going, or an apartment, or I don't know, maybe you're going to have a pop-up and live in that somewhere. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. southern border numbers are in for the month of April. Reporter Tim Bird has the breakdown.
Border Patrol agents apprehended 211,972 illegal immigrants along the southern border in April, according to preliminary Customs and Border Protection numbers. That's the highest April on record. The CBP statistics also indicate that more than 58,000 illegal immigrants evaded apprehension in April, with Tucson, Arizona, and Del Rio, Texas, being the two busiest sectors for gotaways.
The sentencing trial of a Florida school shooter is being delayed until Monday. 23-year-old Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to opening fire at a Parkland high school on Valentine's Day 4 years ago, where he killed 14 students, 3 employees, and injured 17 others. This is USA Radio News. U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts said he's directed the Marshal of the Court to launch an investigation into the leak of a 98-page opinion released to Politico. While politicians on both sides of the aisle weighed in on Tuesday, Indiana Senator Mike Braun spoke to Newsmax about President Joe Biden's response.
That kind of nonchalant approach coming from our president is sad, and I think that's an indication of how politics have gotten here. They push a certain point of view, then condone or say nothing about the fact of how it occurred. I think that all gets measured by the American public.
An effort to make California a four-day work week is over, at least for now. A new bill stalled in the legislature after missing a deadline. It would have let hourly workers at big companies log 32 hours, then get paid overtime for anything more. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Well, our next guest, you're going to love her. I do. She's very funny. It's not funny what happened to her, and we have something in common, and I'll tell you about it in a second. Nora Burns is in our virtual green room. She's the founder of Leadership Experts. Think about this. She's got such a cool thing that she does for companies and associations. It's all about shifting perspectives. And boy, now more than ever do we need this. But can you imagine if you have your car stolen and you have to shift your perspective? I can think of a few other things that are going through your mind at that moment. And because it happened to me, I understand. So Nora, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So tell the listeners the story. What happened to you?
Well, it was this past spring, and I walked out to go to my car to do some errands, and I looked out on the street, and I was like, I could have sworn I parked there. And then I started clicking the little thing on my keys, which is really, it says panic button, but it's really the find your car and a lock button. And started pressing that and walking up and down the street thinking, where did I park? I can't find my own car. And called some neighbors out and said, have you seen my car? And one of my neighbors actually said, no, it's out here. I just saw it at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And this was at 3 o'clock. She's like, I saw it at 1 o'clock. And so we come up and we're walking the thing and it's gone. It is MIA. And I have the weirdest thing that happened, Kate, because all of a sudden I remember that I got a ping on my phone around 2:30, about half an hour earlier, saying that my Discover card had been declined. Now, this wasn't a particular surprise to me at this point in my life, because that card was maxed out. So I kind of figured I had an auto charge on it that I had forgotten about. And I was like, oh, I have to take care of that to make sure that whoever I was supposed to be getting paid got paid, right? And then it all came together when I realized my car was missing, and I remembered that that Discover card was in the center console of my Kia. And so that's when I realized, and I went and called Discover. They were amazing. They're like, oh yeah, it was used at a 7-Eleven or attempted to be used at a 7-Eleven. They looked up the store number. They gave me the address. It was less than a mile from my house that somebody tried to use my card. So I knew that the car had been stolen at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Wow. So the card gets stolen. This happens to you. That's crazy about the card. And very funny, by the way, on the other side of that.
Yeah.
But what do you do? You call the cops? You do what?
Yeah. So first of all, as an aside, I think this is a great product idea for Discover. I haven't been able to reach anybody there. Like, there should be just a card that you put in as a decoy so that you have the information on when somebody stole your car. It was very helpful. So I call the police. They tell me they're on backlog. That's not a great surprise. And they're going to follow up with me later in the evening to take a statement. And I call my insurance company and start that whole drill. And then a friend of mine comes over that night and we start driving. We start going looking for my car. And we drove through all like the sketchy motels not too far from my house. That made my neighborhood sound really kind of bad, but like I live on this stretch where probably 5 miles from my house, there's this stretch where there's a couple of these rent by the hour potential places. I don't know that for sure. It's just a story that I tell, but we went and looked at some of those places. We drove in some sketch neighborhoods, clicking the little panic button on my car and following the Tile app, hoping that my Tile app would pop up because there was a tile in the car that had been attached to my dog's harness. So I was hoping I might find it that way. It was going to be a great story for Tile if I found it that way, but c'est la vie, that was not the case.
So then that happens. You're trying to pull it apart. You're figuring this all out. What do they tell you to do? What do you do? You're carless.
I am carless. And you know, people often think when your car's stolen, they're like, oh, it's fine. The insurance company will cover it. Not that easy, right? And my insurance company was not particularly responsive in the idea of getting me a car right away and then trying to figure out how long I would need a car and all of that. I'm incredibly fortunate that two friends reached out to me that had seen when I posted on social media that my car had been stolen. Like, two friends reach out and say, we've got a spare car you can use. Now, I totally understand this as privilege, because my social circle happens to include people who have a spare car. And for me, talk about shifting perspective, there's so many times in my life that would not have been true, right? That simply wouldn't have been true, and I would have been stuck. Very much stuck in my own house. So I was very fortunate. A friend lent me a car the next day, which afforded me to drive up and down these sketch neighborhoods even more, which I did every night when I couldn't sleep. I just go drive the neighborhoods trying to find my own car. I think I may have read a little too much Nancy Drew as a kid. So trying to find my own car and then talking to the insurance company and talking to the police. And then I realized that the 7-Eleven will have cameras. And I called the 7-Eleven and said, hey, do you keep your footage? And they're like, oh, yeah, we keep it for, you know, forever, essentially, the clerk said. And they said, come talk to the manager, and he'll get you the footage. So I let the police know, and I let the insurance company know that. And then the next week, I was driving past the 7-Eleven, and I thought, I wonder if they've gone to get that footage yet. And I stepped in. And the manager was there. I was like, has anybody stopped in to ask about this footage? And they said, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I said, could you pull it up? And he was so nice. It turns out he was the owner of that 7-Eleven. And he took me into the back office where there's just this plethora of cameras. And we knew the exact time because the Discover card had pinged. So we pulled up the exact time on the footage and we could bring up an image of the person using my card. And we're able to freeze frame that. I took some, and he was, I said, I can't believe I didn't bring a flash drive. And he's like, do you have your phone? I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. So I just brought up my phone and recorded it onto my device so we'd have that and then got that to the police. Well, initially, actually, what I did is I posted a screenshot of the guy who was using my card onto a Facebook page for Colorado Stolen Vehicles. There's this whole Facebook community of people in Colorado whose vehicles have been stolen. And under my posting about my car being stolen, I posted this picture of this guy and said, this is the alleged person who stole my car. They're in this picture using my credit card. If you recognize them, please let me know. And the next day, a member of the city of Denver's auto theft task force called me and said, I know that guy. Like, we're after that guy. What else do you have for me? And that's how I got tied to the police for this particular investigation.
Wow. So tell us the outcome. We're riveted by this story. What finally happened? Wow.
So as we fast forward several months, the police were amazing. Because at first I was really annoyed. Like a lot of people when their car's stolen, they're like, oh, the cops don't even care about my car being stolen. It's like, no, the math is bad. Around Denver, there's an average of 517 vehicles stolen every week. That's week, Kate. Week.
Wow.
517 vehicles being stolen every week. The city of Denver has 1,500 sworn officers. 1,500 sworn officers who have to take care of everything from your house getting broken into to a stabbing downtown to traffic control to all of these things. So we have 1,500 sworn officers in Denver PD and then another 1,500 or so in the sheriff's department. But that's bad math for 517 cars. So it's no wonder they couldn't go to the 7-Eleven to pull this footage. Who has that kind of time when that kind of crime is happening? So we fast forward. Denver Task Force is working on this. Kias and Hyundais are getting targeted because they are incredibly easy to steal. Key-operated Kias and Hyundais. So not the fob ones, but if you have a key-operated, not the ones where you do a push button, but where you put a key in, stupid easy to steal, as it turns out. And there was a gang of people that called themselves the Sopranos. Can't make this up. Cannot. I am not that creative. Can't make this up. They call themselves the Sopranos. And 11 people from that gang called the Sopranos were indicted on 91 charges having to do with auto theft and related crime. And my car was part of that case. My vehicle theft was one of those counts, and my financial theft of using my credit card without my permission was one of the other counts. And there's 11 people that are going to get put away for a very long time as a result of the Denver Task Force really focusing on this group of people. So.
Wow, that's an incredible story. And we don't have much time left, but tell us, you got a new car.
I did get a new car, and so I definitely want to warn anybody who's driving a Kia or a Hyundai that is key-operated. My insurance company told me no less than 3 times this is a known issue, which is my big issue with this, because if it's a known issue and my insurance company didn't tell me, and it's a known issue and Kia and Hyundai haven't fixed it, they're actually adding to the cost of police efforts in cities, right? Because out of those 517 cars, too many of them are Kias and Hyundais. But I have a brand new car. Well, it's new to me. It's a 2017 Mazda CX-5 that I love. Big, big shout out to Mazda. It's a fabulous car. So it ended up well. And now my mission is to inform people who have this car to make sure to protect it, the Kias and the Hyundais, get a club, you know, get a kill switch, protect your car, don't let it be a target.
Love it, love it. If people want to find you, Nora, how can they find you?
They can find me at theleadershipexperts.com, and that's my company's website, and my email address is Nora, N-O-R-A, at theleadershipexperts.com.
Thanks for sharing your story. It was great.
Thank you. And I know you had your car stolen. Anybody else who's had their car stolen, I actually have a whole survey collecting information on what your experience was, because I love me some data. So if you've had your car stolen, reach out. I'll get you the survey.
All right. I love it. I'm filling out that survey right now. She just told me about filling it out. All right. Thanks, Nora.
Thanks.
Do you have the
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Well, I'm really pleased to take you to Germany for a conversation with Monica Hards. Her book is called Dying to Live, The Two Deaths and the One Worth Dying. Wait till you hear her story and what you can take out of her story by reading this book. Monica, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Let's talk about your story. So what happened to you?
Well, as a child, I had my first out-of-body experience when I had an asthma attack. And I was in the ambulance, and I was starting to watch the doctors from above. And at the time, I thought it was quite exciting because I was young. I was maybe 11 at the time, and I didn't quite understand what was going on, but I could see what they were doing was, as I said, very excited. Later in life, I realized that I could do this experience without being very ill, so that I would become aware of my surroundings in a different way to normal. And then later in life, I had a near-death experience where I literally left my body and went through some not so nice experiences before actually coming into the light. And it was mainly a feeling of guilt because I hadn't resolved an issue with a friend of mine. And this issue came up really big. So I was confronted with this huge guilt of not helping that person in that situation at the time. And what surprised me most was that this person still is alive. So, because I thought when you die, you only see dead people. And then, so I went through all that. And then suddenly I was in this unbelievable place, bright light, fantastic colors. And it was just like talking without communicating in a different way, without using words or anything like that. It was just somehow knowing what people were thinking or saying. It was a different awareness. Yeah, so then I actually also, in the end, met Jesus. I found out later it was him because of what he looked like, and when I spoke to people about it, they said, yeah, that must, and also looks like what Jesus used to look like. And had this strange communication without talking, and was told, yeah, it's not your time, you have to go back. And I really didn't want to go back because I'd had a sepsis. It was after giving birth to my first daughter, which was a cesarean. And the doctors had left something inside me, and I got a sepsis, and the whole thing went wrong. And that's where I left my body. Yeah, so, and then I was back. And it just seemed so strange. I mean, you're back in this body with all this pain. And I felt so left alone because I didn't tell anybody. And this is what I'm trying to say in my book, that I'm trying to talk about death, talk about these experiences, and so that the fear goes away. And that if somebody does have an experience like this, they're not left alone like I was. And my husband at the time didn't really understand, or I didn't communicate it to him either. So I think it was also one of the reasons for having a divorce afterwards, because somehow minor things were not so important anymore for me, which he just continued to find important. So this really made it hard for me to continue. But, I was told I had to, and I think everybody knows when it's their time to go or not.
Wow. I have to stop you. What an incredible story. You have us all riveted. And I'm thinking and processing this, you know, leaving your body as a child, that happening, and then this near-death experience and what you saw. Did that just make your faith stronger? Did that give you more faith and more peace of mind?
In a way, yes. I still have no fear of dying anymore. But because of society and because I always wanted to fit in, I was afraid of letting people down. I mean, this is basically my whole childhood. I was in fear of trying to please people. So this was really hard for me afterwards. Even if I wasn't afraid of dying anymore, I still was trying to, as I say, fit in and feel safe in society and secure, because this society at the moment is still not open to these subjects.
I think you're absolutely right, and that's why your book is powerful and this conversation is powerful. And I want to make sure that we get to because this is incredible, and you talk about it in your book, and people will find out more as they go through and they read your book. But then what do you ultimately, you come back, you didn't want to come back, you come back, and you just explain to us what that was like. And in the book, there are different parts in the book. What do you hope people take away from reading the book as they hear about your story, how you came through it, and then what happens with them?
Well, I really hope that people can also maybe feel a catharsis if they've been through the same thing. And that maybe even a community builds up that people can speak openly about experiences like this. And also that people who haven't had this experience are not afraid anymore, that it's the subject is maybe highlighted more.
Yeah, wow. I mean, just incredible to think about it and having that subject, like you said, highlighted more. And so the title, Dying to Live, explain Dying to Live. I love that.
Well, it has more than one meaning. The one meaning is that I would like to live more. And then the second meaning is the literal, that I died to live again for my second chance. And I always said that my second chance in my body was now to live again. But my second chance mentally was after the third chapter, where I managed to get away from a toxic relationship.
And you got away from the toxic relationship, and how did that change your life?
It's made me more aware of the dysfunctional relationships in the society, and, well, definitely stronger. And, yeah, I really hope people see the red lights and don't go for the same. The problem is, if your hardware is programmed in a certain way as a child, you tend to pick up on people who are not good for you because you're so used to it and are more tolerant to things that are not really good for you. And it's hard, but I think it's a huge growth process.
Yeah, for you, you said off the air, we had a great conversation off the air, and you said that this was cathartic for you, so it felt good once you wrote this and put it out there, and you know what it can do for people. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really good to know that people will be helped, but on the other hand, the first moment I had the book in my hand, I was afraid of... I was still afraid of what would people think of me and that I was slightly different to people in the society. So it was this mixed feeling. It's like being in a bottle where you can only open the lid and share some of your emotions, but the rest of them have to stay inside. You know, it's I'm still programmed that way. It doesn't go away that easily, that trying to fit in and not offend anybody. Because the thing is, I often had to say my private life, but obviously from my perspective, so it's what I felt at that time, and maybe other people in my family felt differently about it. So it could be offending, but I've never tried to, I mean, I'm not trying to make anybody bad, I'm just saying matter of fact how it was. But it was quite daring, and I'm really happy I've done it. So that's what made me feel really cathartic afterwards, because I got it out open. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. What a conversation, what a book. Monica Hard's Dying to Live, The Two Deaths, The One Worth Dying. Wow. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.